Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security confirms three detainees were shot today at the ICE facility in Dallas, and two are dead. That information differing from a briefing earlier when the Dallas police chief appeared alongside ICE and FBI officials and announced one victim was deceased. Authorities also say the shooter was found dead. FBI special agent in charge, Joseph Rothrock, says messages on bullets appear to be anti-ICE in nature, but also noted no officers were injured.
While we're not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is no members of law enforcement were hurt during this attack.
ICE officials say they are stepping up security at other detention facilities as a precaution. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with his Russian counterpart today. It comes after President Trump slammed Russia's attacks in Ukraine and suggested Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory. Residents from South Texas to Kentucky today on alert for severe storms. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In the race to greenlight Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's, it seems Oak Creek is going to win. DeForest was first selected years ago to get the state's first Buc-ee's, a ginormous gas station and rest stop beloved in the southern half of the country. But to make it happen, the village needed to redo roads in the area of County Highway V to handle all the added capacity. That has been its own battle. Although the state budget gave the village $4 million to do those renovations, that wasn't enough money. Now, because of all the DeForest drama, the company had already started planning for a location in Oak Creek near Milwaukee. That had its own roadblocks, including lawsuits from residents. But the Oak Creek Plan Commission approved the Buc-ee's proposal last night, meaning they will likely become the first city in Wisconsin to have what leaders call the Disneyland of gas stations. And wildlife advocates are asking you to turn off any extra lights tonight. Scientists at Purdue University say more than 23 million birds are migrating south and will fly through the Badger State tonight. The university's AeroEco lab puts out migration forecasts and light alerts, and they've got one for us here tonight. Scientists say unnecessary light can confuse the birds, and then they can end up in areas they're not supposed to be. Purdue's data shows they like to rest and refuel in a big area from La Crosse County, east to Adams County, south to Iowa, and Dane counties. Just in Madison, nearly 45,000 birds are expected to fly over the city tonight. Meanwhile, Henry Vilas Zoo is getting a new resident. Right now, the zoo has a 26-year-old polar bear named Barrett, but he's lonely. Soon, he'll be joined by another polar bear, a 10-year-old named Nora. Zookeepers hope Barrett and Nora will meet, mate, and produce a cub. Polar bears are a threatened species, so breeding more is a big part of conservation work. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, it's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Mixed skies and cooler today with high temperatures in the low 70s. And tomorrow we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies, and the sunshine holds tight in abundance for Friday and into the weekend. And the temperatures stay in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX, where your neighbors argue politely.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program. One of the most aggressive companies out there when it comes to defending their copyright. Copyrights are your, and trademarks are those symbols, those logos, those expressions that have been registered with the federal government. That are used in commerce, that are owned by individuals or companies as part of their, you know, business, essentially. And there are some serious violations. I mean, it can be very, very expensive if you violate somebody's copyright. You can be sued for a lot of money. And one of the most aggressive companies when it comes to suing for copyright violations is the Pokemon Company. They have, and they're jointly owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures, by the way. And Nintendo is also very aggressive at enforcing its copyright. And in fact, Nintendo won a lawsuit against a guy named Ryan Daly. He was a Switch modder who agreed to pay them $2 million in damages. Another lawsuit against Genki, an accessory manufacturer, was sued for trademark infringement and false advertising over mocking up a Switch 2 console prior to its reveal. I mean, like I said, these people take this very, very seriously. And so now the Department of Homeland Security has made a video glorifying ICE catching immigrants. And it's called Gotta Catch 'Em All. And it's a clear imitation, according to Jen Mills over at metro.co.uk, a clear imitation of the popular anime with images of Ash Ketchum and Pokemon balls cut together with footage of people being handcuffed. At the end of the clip, the men arrested are shown in mocked-up Pokemon cards. This is pretty clearly a copyright violation. It's also the glorification, and this video has been viewed millions of times, by the way. So, you know, it kind of raises the question, is Nintendo going to do something about this? And also it raises the question, you know, are we glorifying violence? ICE has, I mean, look at the videos that are floating around of ICE guys who will never be held to account because nobody knows who they are because they cover their faces. I mean, that's what secret police is all about. ICE guys just bringing people to the ground, beating them up, dragging them off. I mean, it's just wild. And then sending them to concentration camps in foreign countries. I mean, this is violence. This is state-sanctioned violence. And the Pokemon ripoff promo seems to be promoting that as well. Meanwhile, here in Portland, I mentioned this a couple days ago when the story first broke, but it's worth repeating. Our mayor, Keith Wilson, has notified ICE. He sent them a strongly worded letter, notified ICE that they're in violation of their land use permit. They have an office building where they can detain people for up to, I believe it was 9 hours, less than 24, let's say. And they have been keeping people overnight in this facility, which is illegal. Or it's a violation. It's not illegal. It's a violation of the permit that Portland gave to this building when it was opened by ICE or occupied by ICE. There's been a group of Portland residents who have been protesting outside it for 100 consecutive days now. And there's an online petition to revoke their permit that has got 18,000 signatures here in Oregon. It's not a big piece of news here locally because, you know, nobody's been hurt. But, you know, people are starting to go, huh? What's going on with this? Secret police militarizing our cities? Is this America anymore? I think it's a big deal. I really do. So what's on your mind today? Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Nothing good.
It appears.
I'm sorry, Tom. I don't even know if it's my wit's end or what. I am so tired of this nothing being done. Mm-hmm. They just sit back, and it's been going on a lot longer than the last 10 years. And I would like to know who is representing us, because it ain't the cons for sure, and it's certainly not the moderate Democrats.
Right.
All they're doing is fighting the progressives.
No, the people fight.
And I want to know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to know why we can never get, I've been sitting here listening to you from day one. I've listened to everybody's rants, and yet when I try to express myself, I get cut off and everything. And I'm sitting here watching this 34-time felon, adjudicated rapist, moron, who's mentally, you know, incompetent. And in the meantime, you know, Jerk Tapper over there is writing books about how bad Biden is, yeah. President Biden, real President Biden. And I'm tired of hearing everybody say, oh, well, this is what the people voted for. No one talks about projection. No one talks about them voter suppression. Not even the Democrats. They don't say word one. And that's the problem. I'm tired of not being represented. And I'm old. I think I'm a couple years older than you. For over 50 years, I've been voting, and I'm still hearing about how we have to change. And everything they told me from day one when I was voting are the same things we're still fighting for in 2025. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Women are still second-class citizens. Minorities don't count for anything. We never ended slavery. We're following the same broken system that they started with in 1789. And no major changes have been made.
So I share your outrage, Nancy. What are you going to do about it?
You're right. What am I going to do about it when I sit here watching no representation and nobody? We
have
don't
you
have
reached,
a microphone
have you,
anymore.
Have you reached out to your senators and your member of the House?
Yes, I have.
Good.
And not only that, I have been told by my own state senator, because I went to a Medicare meeting that he had about, you know, to explain everything to people mm-hmm. about Medicare and all that stuff. Nothing mentioned about Medicare Advantage except that it's one of your, one of your choices.
Options, sir.
So I stood up and I said, are you going to tell the people how Medicare Advantage ripped you off and that you could end up losing your home and, you know, all this stuff? And he looked at me and he said, I can't talk about that. And so then I said to the people exactly what it would, you know, the problems it would cause you and stuff. Do you know what my state senator said to me afterwards when I ended up talking to him? You should run.
Well, you should,
like,
Nancy.
Really?
I agree.
Great.
I agree. Have you shown up at your local Democratic Party meetings?
I've been trying to get in touch with my local Democratic
Good.
Party.
Good.
They're in a clique of their own, too.
Well,
and when I said to him, I would be happy to run, are you going to back me? All of a sudden, it was like, you know, Jackie Gleason. You know. So what am I supposed to do when I hear Democrats saying, well, this is what the people voted?
I don't think any Democrats are saying that. Trump did not run on a platform of turning America into Germany 1933, but that's what he's doing. But yeah, Nancy, you're doing a lot of good stuff, and I salute you. I honor you, and I hope you keep doing it, because things don't happen instantly. We've got a lot of work to do. Nancy, thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is throw, T-H-R-O-W, throw. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by 4 of 5 lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withhold federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are ruining our lives and planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average superyacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Out in the streets, we rise together. Voices strong will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice, lift it high. Call your leaders, speak your truth. Vote with power, old and youth. Show up for democracy, our freedom's on the line.
October 18th, I believe, is the date of No Kings Day 2.0. And hopefully we'll all be out there in the streets. A big, big deal. So, Richard in Naples, Florida. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. It's always a pleasure to listen to you. Thank you so much for being on the air. Listen, I'm traveling right now with my wife. I go on and on and on about all kinds of stuff. But what I want to deal with right now is the Ninth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which we don't talk about nearly enough. Because, okay, I'm a former lawyer, and if you read the Ninth Amendment, and I haven't read it lately, I don't have it in front of me, but basically what it says is that the enumeration of the Bill of Rights, the first nine amendments ahead of this one and the 10th Amendment afterwards, when those were written, the enumeration of the Bill of Rights should not be seen legally as a barrier to the people presenting rights for themselves.
Right. Here's the actual language of it. It's one sentence. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, just because we listed these rights in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean that it's limited to that. Is that what you're saying, Richard?
Exactly that. And now is time that we have to understand that we, the people, all of us, have the rights that we need, that we want. It's our rights. We don't need a president to tell us what they are.
Yeah.
We don't need anybody to tell us who they are. God has given us these rights. They're ours.
Yeah, or as Jefferson would say, nature's God has given us these rights. In the Declaration of Independence, he said he wrote nature's God, and John Adams scratched it out and wrote in the Christian God, and Jefferson scratched that out and went back to nature's God. In other words, it's in our nature; it's human nature. This is how we're built, and he got that, and many of the founders got that from knowing Indians, knowing Native Americans. And hanging out with them, his letters with John Adams about the Native Americans that they knew. I mean, Jefferson used to go stay with them, when his father was a map maker, and they used to travel around Virginia together when he was a kid. And it's some amazing stories. And he figured out, these societies, they don't have police, they don't have prisons, they don't, people are generally happy. They don't have, by and large, they don't have wars. It blew his mind.
That's why I listen to you so much, Tom. You know this stuff inside and out. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Richard. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I agree with you. The Ninth Amendment, we should be talking about more. And we should be asking, why is it that my right to vote, which is mentioned three times at least in the Constitution, is not as valuable as my right to own a gun? Why is it that if the state, I live here in Oregon, if Oregon wants to take away my gun, they're going to have to go to court to get it. But if they want to take away my vote, they don't even have to tell me. There's something fundamentally wrong here. Richard, I got to move along, but thank you so much for the call. That was brilliant. Gabriel in Linwood, Washington. Hey, Gabriel, what's up? Gabriel?
I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
You were talking about autism earlier, and that you suspect that you might have been, diagnosed Asperger's. Well, I started my journey into my late discovery of being on the spectrum about 2 years ago when a friend of mine said, I'm autistic and I think you are. And I was like, what? No way. But so for women especially, I want to recommend a podcast. It's called The Late Discovered Club. I had it up on my commuter, but now I won't try to find it. But I think it's an Australian woman who does it. She's got four seasons. Mm-hmm. And the way it's often discovered in us oldies is someone in our, one of our children is diagnosed.
Well, that's how I discovered my own ADHD, you know, back in the day, back in the 90s when I wrote that book, the first book on it was when my son was diagnosed. And I'm sitting there with the psychologist who's going through the checklist, and I'm going, he says, well, distractibility. And I'm going, well, that's me. And impulsivity. Oh, that's me. You know, love of high levels of stimulation. That's me. You know, disorganized. That's me. Forgive my interruption.
What you were saying, kiddo learning or reading really early and just grasping all information and getting really excited about certain topics.
Yep.
All of that. And we're really smart and we can put things together like other people can't. And that's why they're afraid of us, Tom. I'm pretty sure.
I agree. And I'm increasingly thinking that ADHD is probably part of this spectrum.
ADHD is really common. AUDHD is what they call it.
What's that?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Autistic,
what's the U?
ADHD.
Oh, autistic ADHD.
AU, like,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure my mom had it, and she was born in 1922.
Yeah, my mom too, and she was born in 1928. And maybe my dad, but my mom was just super brilliant. I mean, you know, she graduated from MSU with a 4-point, you know, magna cum laude and all that kind of stuff.
My mom was opposite, terrible at school, couldn't take a test, but she made 80 quilts in her lifetime and could sculpt a human head self-taught.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, she cooked like,
forgive the interruption.
The Late Discovered Podcast for Women.
I'll check it out, Gabrielle. Thank you. Thank you so much. And this is where Bob Kennedy, I think, in by trash talking people with autism around the spectrum, is doing so much harm. You know, it's just denying the essential humanity of, you know, apparently 1 in 38 people in America. Gabrielle, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Oh, no, we won't. Yeah, we will. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new immigration policy from the Trump administration is creating a murky situation for hundreds of workers at UW-Madison. It's all over the H-1B visa program. People with those visas are in the U.S. for work and are often sponsored by their employer. According to Reuters, the president's changes include favoring higher-skilled workers and requiring a $100,000 yearly fee from the company sponsoring them. Universities and tech companies often sponsor employees through this program, and that includes UW-Madison. A spokesperson confirmed to me there are 380 employees with H-1B visas employed and sponsored by the university. Now, the biggest changes only apply to new visa applicants. Still, university leaders are urging caution among employees, telling them to, quote, consult with your unit or department to understand the potential risks and impacts, end quote, before traveling internationally. For many of them, that's a trip home to see loved ones. Meanwhile, some Wisconsin sheriff's departments are now facing lawsuits over their deals to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. The group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes the sheriffs of Brown, Kenosha, Marathon, Sauk, and Walworth counties. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mixed skies and cooler today with high temperatures in the low 70s. And tomorrow we get a little warmer to the mid 70s with mostly sunny skies and the sunshine holds tight in abundance for Friday and into the weekend. And the temperatures stay in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently it's 64.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Let's hope we can survive the rapture for just one more day.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. You know, the Constitution is very clear. The government must not endorse religion. Right there in the First Amendment. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom.
Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. That's text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511.
Made of spray on gold, throwing tantrums in tweets, acting 5 years old. He bought the news, then broke the mic, cashed a check from CBS, killed the late night. They took Colbert off the air and put a monitor in the chair. Truth became bias, facts turned to sin. Cause you're not supposed to laugh at the king. You're not supposed to laugh at the king. Even when he does the most ridiculous things, he's got the power, the bribes, the sting. And he's terrified of a cartoon swing. If you joke, if you mock, if you dare to sing, they'll shut you down for laughing at the king. He cried foul at South Park, yes, really that show. The one with fart jokes and kids made of snow. Filed a statement all
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, picking up your calls. Please don't laugh at the king. Linda in Chicago. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You just read something, so it kind of takes away from what I wanted to say. But my husband passed away last year, and he was 80. And my daughter said, Dad, I think sometimes you have autism. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, honey, when I was in school, they just called you lazy and stupid.
Yep. Yeah, that's the ADD mantra.
And I thought to myself, what my daughter says, there are so many kids that are diagnosed with this, and I think it's being overdiagnosed.
I agree.
Listening to you and that, I think some of it is overdiagnosed, but I think on the other hand, it wasn't diagnosed many years ago, and a lot of people had it, and they didn't even know it. There was no name for it. They said, you know, my husband was born in Poland and came over when he was 5. So he was very intelligent, but he started at a deficit with a language deficit of not knowing English.
Right.
And I think, too, then he got kind of pushed aside, and he became an introvert and didn't share all the knowledge. But when he would talk, the knowledge that he had with the education that he got was far surpassed the education he got.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, you know, something that should really be thought of. And I think Trump is being ridiculous. I wish people would wake up and actually hear what he's saying. We are an embarrassment, how he talked at the UN.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
denying climate change, that is so humiliating to this country and every scientist in this country.
Correct. And the thing is, if he was a decent person and he just cared about America, he would have the power that he really wants and hungers for.
Yeah.
But the way he is, it will never happen in the majority, and it will not happen in the world. So, and I just want to say, Tom, I met you once, and you are fantastic. I love listening to you. I appreciate all your knowledge, and thank you very much for sharing. And I do worry about us. I worry about I'm a widow, and I'm older, and I have two daughters who are single, and I truly worry because I do believe they're coming after women. This whole Tylenol thing is, us mothers have enough to put on us raising kids.
Yep.
Now he wants to put that mothers took Tylenol. And I think that's part of their game, is to blame women and just say, you know, we're subservient to men.
I agree with you that that's part of their agenda, and they're pretty explicit about it. I mean, you know, Pete Hegseth doing away with the Women's Advisory Committee in the Pentagon. But I think that with the Tylenol thing, I don't think it's that pernicious. I think it's just, you know, Bob Kennedy promised that he was going to solve the mystery of autism by September, and he had to pull something out of his backside. And so there's some of these old quack studies, and that's what he pulled out. Just, it's a crime against America, in my opinion. Linda, thank you for the call. Thanks for your kind words.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Chris in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First-time caller. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. What's up?
And your passage on the ADHD and Hunter's was very eloquent. Thank you. My primary offense with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is that he seems to think that autism is something that has to be cured. Mm. Now, granted, some people with autism do have developmental disabilities and other things, but I would argue if it wasn't autism part of the human experience, we might not have invented fire. We might not have gone to the moon. In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about all the folks in NASA and in the think tanks who have a real hard time, like, reading other people's emotions, but they're brilliant for moving our society forward. Yep. And if we cured autism, we'd lose all of that.
Yeah, you'd have no more Einsteins.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, it's absolutely true, Chris, and this is part of the human experience. This is part of the spectrum, at least functional autism, the stuff that we're talking about, that we've been talking about today. You know, the stuff that Dr. Asperger defined years ago before he became a Nazi. I think it's just. The super pathologizing of these things. I mean, I went through these wars in the 90s. You know, in 1996, I published a book called Hunter in a Farmer's World, ADHD, Hunter in a Farmer's World. And Time Magazine did a story on it, put it on the cover of the magazine. Not my book, but the article about ADHD, and they had a third of a page article just about me and my book. And it was like a small nuclear bomb went off at my publisher's office, you know. And suddenly I was traveling. I spent much of the last couple of years of the 90s traveling around the world speaking on ADHD. I mean, literally around the world, the books in print in a dozen languages at least. And
the last argument I would make is that perhaps it's not that our day and age there's more children with autism. I know for a fact that the definition of autism has progressed over the last decade or two.
Yeah, it's radically expanded, and I don't think that we're seeing more autism now, although we may be if they're the dysfunctional autism, you know, there may be more of that. But having lived through these wars with ADHD, where we were just discovering it, and then suddenly people were going, oh my God, look at this, we've gone from 1% having ADD to 12% having, you know, and there must be something in the water, and it must be salicylates in the food, and red dye number two, and all, and it turns out it was just, you know, it's just part of the spectrum of humanity. You know, this is my Hunter in a Farmer's World hypothesis. And the other thing that was amazing about this announcement that Bob Kennedy and Trump did is, you know, Dr. Oz was there, Mehmet Oz, and he owns a company or owns stock in a company or whatever that sells this folate. I was familiarized with this back in the day when my cousin's daughter had a baby with spina bifida, profoundly intellectually disabled. And physically disabled. And it turns out that what typically causes this is a lack of folate in mom's diet. And it's one of the reasons, folate is one of the B vitamins. And it's the reason why they now supplement a lot of things with folate. And they always advise pregnant women to take, you know, a good multivitamin supplement every day. And because that was, you know, little Amanda, I mean, she died before she was even 18 or 19. I mean, she just didn't make it, you know. And it was just a tough thing. But Dr. Oz sells a folate supplement that is a little more easily absorbed by the body, which would be a good thing for pregnant women to take. But that's what they pitched. They said, you know, we're and if you want to stop autism or if you want to treat autism, you should be taking this particular drug. I forget the name of it, but it was a variation on folate, you know, like folinic acid or something like. And it turns out that Dr. Oz is selling this stuff. He's going to make millions off this press conference.
Of course he is. But I'll tell you what. It'll be a lot easier for us to change our society to be more open to people with autism and neurodiversity than it is to cure any of these disorders. And I'll let you with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you a healthcare or mental health professional, Chris?
Yeah, I was a clinical coordinator for children with autism. And most of them were highly functioning, and a few of them had developmental disorders along with their autism.
Yeah, so you know of what you speak. Chris, thank you. Thanks for bringing a voice of authority to the conversation, or with authority to the conversation. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is throw, T-H-R-O-W, throw. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere, is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
you're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy. A gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control. A perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken.
The title of my new book. It's out yesterday, so check it out. Anyhow, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Sometime when I have time, I have to talk to you about myself because I have ADHD, PTSD, I have dyslexia. And I suffer from depression. And I have two of my three brothers have Fragile X syndrome, which is considered the leading cause of mental retardation.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So anyway, my mother was a child psychologist in the 60s and 70s, and she complained because when it came to autism, the theory was that children of people who were well-educated and intellectuals had the stereotype of being cold, and they caused their kids to behave like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people blame themselves for their kids, you know, having autism?
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was just a horrible way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
But those were the days, and that was in the big book and everything.
Yeah, no, we spent too much time listening to B.F. Skinner, I'll tell you, who was doing horrible experiments on his own kids.
Intellectualism was, you know, the stereotype that was considered to be cause people to be cold.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for sharing that. Judy in Minneapolis. Hey, Judy, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hi. My son is in the military, and I asked him the other day, I said, what do you think about the president's new shave policy? And he just kind of giggled. He goes, you know, that's an attempt to get black people out of the military. And I said, why? Well, I missed out. Explain that. He goes, well, he says, most people with a waiver are black people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they have coarser beards.
Which tend to get ingrown hairs, which tend to be problematic.
Absolutely bumpy skin. Yeah. And so they have a lot of, they have waivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I didn't think about that. And I'm thinking, oh man,
yeah.
It fits. I mean, it's, you know, sneaky.
Yeah. And then, so he's trying to get black people out of the military. He's fired, you know, most of the senior people that he's fired have been black people or women. And now he's doing away with the Women's Advisory Committee in the Pentagon that Dwight Eisenhower set up in 1951. It's just,
yes,
it's so obscene,
disgusting.
Judy. It's just obscene.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Thank you very much
anyway.
For the call. Yeah, spot
right.
on. Thank you. Joe in Bowling Green, Ohio. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I forced myself to watch Trump's entire speech before the UN.
Yeah, wasn't
anybody
that painful?
Who wants to can go. It was horrible. You can go to the UN's YouTube channel. It's there. And actually, a whole bunch of other heads of state made speeches, too, that were much better and shorter.
Yeah.
The point I wanted to make was that a third of his speech were actually true. Like, some of his facts were correct. But a third of it was, like, twisted half-truths, and a third of it was absolutely false.
Yep.
And the false part was the attacking of alternative energy, of renewable energy.
Yep.
And, you know, and big and saying how wonderful coal is and praising Germany for going back to coal. And
which they are not doing, by the way.
Right. But the one good thing is that I think that it kind of cemented the rest of the world in the direction of renewable energy, because his speech was so horrible. And he started out literally by insulting the rest of the world. By saying, you know, the U.S. is the best thing ever and you guys suck.
Yeah, your countries are going to hell was his exact phrase. And it's all,
right.
And it's all, and he was talking to Europe when he said that. And his, and the implication was, you got too many black and brown people coming into your country.
Yeah, and he didn't even address those countries that people are fleeing from. To him, they don't exist.
No, they're asshole countries.
And it shocked me at the end that some people actually clapped at the end of that speech, but, you know, the camera
the Saudis,
was on the audience and there were
the
quite
Emiratis.
A few dignitaries. Probably. Yeah,
you know,
probably
the people who have given him billions of dollars. I mean, you know, the Emiratis just gave him $2 billion. Qatar just gave him a billion-dollar airplane, or I guess it's, you know, $700 million, whatever. There's an article in the New York Times this morning, I believe it was the Times, it might have been the Washington Post, I read both, that said that his kids are now worth over $100 million more than they were when he came into office. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you for the call. This grifting first family, it's just mind-boggling. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Show up for your local Democratic Party meetings. We've got to take this damn thing over. Tag your it. I think I already said that, right? I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI and Dallas police investigating a deadly shooting at an ICE facility today. ICE officials in a statement say no ICE officers were injured and say three people were shot. Authorities say the shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the chaos.
We saw a statement from the Department of Homeland Security indicating that all three of those who were shot were definitively detainees of ICE and that two of them had died, even though Dallas police said in that news conference that one had died. So there is a bit of a discrepancy between the federal and local law enforcement agencies.
Ukraine's President Zelensky addressing the UN General Assembly today, calling on world leaders to stop Russia's aggression. It follows President Trump's criticism of Russia yesterday for its continued attacks in Ukraine. Typhoon Ragasa slamming Hong Kong with surge and flooding as the massive storm barrels through. It's expected to make landfall along China's southeast coast today. This is ABC News.